As I was driving, I noticed everybody was confused. I didn't want to say anything, though. We all sat through silence. I decided to turn on the radio. It was all just static. Mary was sitting in the passenger seat. She noticed I was struggling, so she slapped my hand and said, "Focus on the driving." "Geez, a bit stiff tonight, huh?" She fixed it, and we listened to old opera music. There wasn't any updated music, since it was an old van. I never liked opera music. It was just insanely creepy, and wasn't my type of music. And it didn't lighten anyone else up either, since the road was completely pitch black. I was still following the GPS. "Okay, listen, Chloe. I don't know where you're taking us, but I want to go back," James said, concerned. "This doesn't feel right." "We're not going back. We've already came so far," I said, rejecting. "It's been, what, 10 minutes into the drive?" The opera music was still playing into the background and didn't help at all. My hands started getting all sweaty, and I got anxious. I didn't know what I was doing. A random number just texted me, and I agreed. Was it from fear? I'm not thinking straight. What if I get us all killed? Who is that person? What do they want from me? Did I do something? Is it someone I know? I bet they're going to kill us. We're all going to die today. "Chloe, something's going to happen. I know it. Just because I was too much of a coward, I'm going to get us all killed. Someone's going to survive and prepare a funeral." Just then, the car hit a bump. I heard screaming. I instantly stepped on the brakes. We sat in silence for about a solid 10 seconds. "Chloe, get out of the car and see what you hit," Mary said in a trembling voice. Shaking, cold sweat dripping out of my chin, I opened the car door. I stepped out and slowly walked towards the front of the car. I looked on the ground and saw nothing. Absolutely nothing. Confused, I turned the phone flashlight on and pointed it to the ground. I saw nothing. Mary stepped out to go see, except there was nothing to see. Everybody was curious to know what it was. We both got into the car, and before I could open my mouth to explain, my phone started ringing. I looked, and it was the same number from earlier. Anne stole the phone from my hand and answered. The face camera was on. We were all bickering. I yelled, "Quiet!" Everybody went silent. We all looked at each other and to the phone. I got a good look at it. A car. A van? A gray one. I saw people inside. That's when I realized. I looked up from the phone. The van. That was our van. The one we were in right now. "We have to leave." I turned off the lights and turned around and started driving. I pressed as hard as I could. I realized nobody hung up, though. "Please hang up." Mary snatched the phone from Anne and hung up. "This is absolutely insane," Mary said, raising her voice. "Turn around." Everybody was done with the night. I could tell from their scared voices. But I wasn't going to turn around. If I die, they die with me. "Dude, turn around already." I couldn't tell if it was Anne's voice or Mary's. They both sounded equally annoying. I started to see a huge building in the distance. "No," I refused their pleas. We arrived at a dark, empty building that it seemed to be a hospital.